And we are reading from verse 6. For thus hath the Lord said unto me, go set a watchman, let him declare what he seeth. Isaiah chapter 21 and at the verse 7. And he saw a chariot with a couple of horsemen, a chariot of asses, and a chariot of camels. And he hearkened diligently with much heed. And he cried aloud, my Lord, I stand continually upon the watchtower in the daytime. And I am set in my ward whole nights. And behold, there cometh a chariot of men with a couple of horsemen. And he answered and said, Babylon is fallen, and all the graven images of her gods he hath broken unto the ground. O my threshing, and the corn of my floor, that which I have heard of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have I declared unto you. The burden of Dumah, he calleth to me out of Seir, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman saith, the morning cometh, and also the night. If ye will inquire, inquire ye, return, come. And God will stamp this short reading from the inspired scriptures with his own divine seal of approval and blessing. I want to speak on a subject that I have called the voice from the battlefield. Text is found in the 21st chapter of Isaiah. Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? There appears in this chapter of Isaiah the mysterious figure of God's watchman. In fact, the study of God's watchmen in Scripture is a very important study indeed. And many great men held that office in their day and generation. They were watchmen for God and for God's people in the days of evil, spiritual declension and spiritual opposition to the eternal revealed truths of God as set forth in the Bible, which is the Word of God. Now this watchman is to be studied in a sevenfold way. We ask the question, first question, what he saw, because that is what he has asked to declare. Watchman, what do you see? And he sees a chariot. And he hears what that chariot means. is the chariot of the fall of Babylon. Babylon was the first great world empire. It destroyed itself through its sin and its rebellion. It was followed by the Medo-Persian Empire, which also fell and was destroyed by its sin and its rebellion. That was followed by the Grecian Empire, which was also destroyed by its sin and its rebellion. And then that was followed by the empire of the Caesars that developed into the spiritual empire of Romanism, the great Roman Empire. And it is destroying itself, but also destroying the nations of Europe at this present time with its sin and its name. The watchman said, I see a chariot with horses. I see a chariot with camels. I see a chariot of camels, asses, camels, and the chariot of horsemen. Babylon conquered the world through the mastery strategy of chariots in the fields of battle and built its great empire. But now something has happened. Babylon has fallen. What did he see? He saw the message of the fall of Babylon. For all sin is destructive. Destructive to the human being that involves him or herself in it. But also destruction to the nation. Destructive to the nation in which it takes place. Notice secondly, what this watchman cried. What did he cry? He said, I have been faithful. I have watched. I watched in the night season, and I watched during the day. He said, I have done the task that God told me to do. I'm a faithful watchman. He was able to produce the proofs of the fact that he had been faithful to the charge that God gave him. Thirdly, what did he hear? He heard about the fall of the lion. The lion was the symbol of the mighty Babylon. And he saw that lion destroyed. And he saw the might of the great city of Babylon toppled. And he saw the end of the first great world empire, which would run through all the centuries of time, right until Jesus Christ comes in the majesty of a second coming. And then we can ask the question, what did he answer? And he answered, for the record, Babylon is fallen. You go through the scriptures, and you will read many falls of Babylon in the scriptures. From the fall of Babylon when it was first commenced, Babel was Babylon, and God destroyed it. I was in Europe this week, And I was taking a man around Europe and I was pointing out to him that the new building that seats the Parliament of Europe is built as the Tower of Babel, the Tower of Babel. And the Tower of Babel was never completed. And the top story of that building where the European Parliament sits is unfinished. And it's left unfinished purposely because it is, they say, the replica of the Tower of Babel. And the fools that go through the door and talk about the magnificent building, they don't realize that they're only fulfilling the prophecies of the Old Testament. So the Parliament building is Babel, unfinished. God confounded their language. And its symbol is the woman riding on the beast. Go down to the Commission of the European Union and you'll see outside a masterly sculpture in iron of the woman riding on the beast. These are the prophetic scriptures that God told us. I remember going into an office one day in Strasbourg and they had a poster. A poster of the Tower of Babel. And the new building depicted in this Tower of Babel. And I said I would like a copy of it. Oh, you can have a copy of it. Since I am a member of this Parliament, I'm entitled to... Oh, no, no. You can't have a copy of that. I said, why? Oh, well, we have really banned that. That's only for special people. Well, I said, I'm a special person. Very bad thing to not give to a Bellavita man what he wants. So I went up into the building and I got a vice president of the Parliament and I brought him down by the arm. And I said, you come in here with me and ask for a copy of that poster. And they couldn't turn him down. And after he got his, he says, I want one for Mr. Paisley now. He needs one as well. So I got a copy of the poster. Think of it. The woman riding the beast, the symbol of the European Union, and the new building that cost £8 billion, paid for largely by the money from England. Paid for. Babylon is fallen. There's going to come an end to Babylon. And the watchman says, the mighty Babylon has fallen. And what was he asked? They asked the watchman a question. They said, watchman, what of the night? Because the night had come. Lord Grey, when the First World War took part and the bombers, the Zeppelins were coming over London to bomb, and that was a new departure in warfare, the First World War, and the lights were ordered to be put out. And Lord Grey said, they are putting out the lights all over Europe. I wonder whether they will ever be lit up again. We're living in the end time. We're living when we need to hear the cry from the battlefield across the world. Notice what he commanded. He said to the people, come and see. Come and look at this phenomenon. Come and study it. Come and get clear scriptural understanding of the day in which you live. And what was the ending? The ending of the story was that God told him that within a year the whole of this great city would be destroyed. Its sentence was written. Its doom was sure and took place. Saddam Hussein tried to rebuild Babylon, the city. But he couldn't do it because the Bible said that city would never be rebuilt by anyone. It cannot be rebuilt. God's curse is on it. Let me just for 1 or 2 minutes apply to our own personal heart these scriptures. Satan would build a Babylon in our hearts. He would want us to go after the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. But God wants to ruin the Babylon of the devil's building. And he wants to build within your heart his own temple, his temple of holiness and godliness and divine truth, and the temple of the Savior's love. How foolish for man and woman to seek any satisfaction in the things of Babylon. Put the love of Babylon out of your heart, out of your mind, out of your soul, and turn while the Spirit in mercy is pleading, and steer for the harbor bright. For how do you know, my dear friend, your soul may be drifting over the deadline tonight. We need to turn to God as a nation. We need to turn to God as a people. We need to turn to God as a province. But you and I need to turn to God personally and receive Christ as our Savior, the forgiver of our sin, the pardoner of our iniquities, and the cleanser of our hearts in his own most precious blood. And if there's a message at this remembrance service, it is this. These men gave their 2 days for your tomorrow. And that's why you're here on the tomorrow that they never saw. Wouldn't it be a terrible thing that you turned your back upon the opportunity that has God given to you and went on down the road that leads to hell and judgment? Everlasting woe and eternal punishment, and not flee from the wrath that is to come. It is my earnest prayer this night that every soul in this meeting may have a saving interest in the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.